One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Fanny in the breakfast room.
Henry, come in. Sit down and have your breakfast.
Yes.
What's the matter with you this morning?
Oh, I made the mistake of going down to look at my garden, Fanny. My grandson, Pinky, has gone off to Oregon, leaving the best garden in San Francisco, leaving it in an utter shambles, Fanny.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, there's nothing better as first aid for relief from headaches than Alka-Seltzer. And all we ask you to do is try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. You see, a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers, sodium acetyl salicylate. And because it is a solution before you take it, this pain reliever is ready to go to work instantly. Not only that, those hundreds of sparkling bubbles in a glass of Alka-Seltzer speed the pain-relieving agent on its way. Yes, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast to give really fast, really effective relief from the pain of a headache. Again, I say, try Alka-Seltzer. There's nothing quite like it. And if you're not satisfied, you get your money back. That's Alka-Seltzer in the familiar blue and white package. Chapter 17, Book 80. It is 8:45 a.m. here in Seacliff, San Francisco, and in the Barber family home, Henry Barber, with his wife Fanny, is in the breakfast room, eating in stony silence. He walked down to his garden before breakfast this morning and saw naked paths where flagstones had been uprooted. Pinky has gone to Oregon to work in a lumber camp, leaving behind the unfinished job and an unpaid balance on his debt to his grandfather.
Well, I did the best I could with Pinky, Fanny. I did the best I knew how to do with the boy.
Of course you did, Henry.
Have you looked at the garden?
It's always been a beautiful garden, Henry.
Henry, the last thing Pinky said to me before he left for the train, he referred to his incompleted work and his debt to me, and he kept saying that he would repay me out of his salary in the lumber camp. He did speak up about that, Fanny.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that I accomplished a little something with him. Don't you think so, Fanny?
Of course, Henry.
I didn't succeed too well with Pinky. No, he didn't finish his work. My garden is in shambles. He still owes me $230. He's gone to Oregon. I didn't quite do what I set out to do, Fanny.
Now, Henry, get in your car and go to San Rafael.
Huh?
You're going to pick up Aunty Gans this morning, aren't you?
Yes, that's who I am.
Mr. Gans will fix up the garden at jig time, Henry. Now you stop worrying about it.
Yeah, the best gardener anybody ever had, Fanny. I told Pinky the other day when he was dawdling down there, I said the happiest man I know is Aunty Gans. And he's the most meticulous workman, too. I said he's happy within himself, Pinky, because he does a good job. Well, you don't reach the boy. Words don't get through to his brain.
Now, let's not talk about it anymore. You drive over and get on.
Mail's here. Letter from Pinky.
From Oregon, Clifford? Why, there hasn't been time.
It's an airmail, Mom. He sent it en route. Here, Dad's addressed to you.
Yeah, probably wants to borrow more money. You open it, Fanny. What else is there, Clifford?
Let me have the letter.
There you are, Mom.
Thank you.
Well, Clifford, I'm driving over to San Rafael to pick up Arnie Gans. Would you care to go with me after a bit?
Oh, sure, Dad. The fog's lifting. It's going to be a nice, warm day.
Yes, I was just saying to your mother, the happiest men you find in this world, Clifford, are meticulous workmen who do a good job and feel right with themselves.
Henry.
I tried to tell Pinky.
Why, I can't believe my eyes.
Huh?
Pinky's letter. Here, read it, Henry.
He wants to borrow money? Expects me to throw good money after bad?
Just read that, Henry.
Yes. Dear Grandfather, this is written... Oh, yes, on the train. Mail last night, Yeah, en route. Dear Grandfather, it is late at night, and the train is clicking through mountain meadow country, taking me nearer the lumber camps every minute. Yeah, taking him nearer to work, that's what worries him.
And don't comment it. Just read it, Henry.
Yes. Sit down, Clifford. It seems to be rather long. Dear Grandfather.
You read that part, Henry.
Oh, yes. Lumber camps every minute. The moon is shining, and the whole world is asleep. All but me. I've been here in this dimly lighted club car in my robe and pajamas since midnight, all alone here, thinking about you and grandmother and my family and all of you, and how fast I'm going away, and how far away I'll be tomorrow morning.
Oh, he's kind of homesick.
His writing isn't too legible for a cottage boy. Why don't they teach them fundamentals? That's what I want to know. What became of the Palmer method of penmanship, eh? When my children went to school, they learned to write a legible hand so people would know...
Henry, we don't want to hear a lecture. We want to hear Pinky's letter.
Yes. He says, I want you to know that looking back on everything, I can see where I was wrong.
Who is that again, Henry?
Well, you mean Pinky in black and white says he was wrong?
Hey, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Yes. I want you to know, looking back, where I was wrong. It says that right here, Pinky.
Yeah, that's Pinky's handwriting.
Henry, listen. I shouldn't have borrowed money for a yachting suit, which was a frivolous expenditure. Yeah, misspelled frivolous. And I shouldn't have used your name to strengthen my credit.
Well,
I also realized that buying elevator shoes so that I would look as tall as Eunice was a kind of a phony stunt. And I wish now I had studied a little harder at Stanford. Yeah.
That kid's so homesick he's running a temperature.
Listen to this. Sitting here alone in the club car after they turned down the lights, I suddenly saw the mess I left your garden in. Oh, Fanny, pinch me. And I wish now I had stayed and finished the job. Some of the things you said to me I will never forget, Grandfather, and I only hope that my generation can produce a few men of strong character like you.
Now he's going to touch you for money.
Yes, here, now, there's a mention of money. He says, I want to assure you that I will pay back every cent I owe you out of my salary. Yes. Mr. Higby said I will get 35 a week plus room and board, so I won't need any cash except for razor blades. So I'll send you 30 to 35 each week until my debt is paid off. And let me say in closing, Grandfather, that I admire you and everything you stand for. And I want to thank you for being so patient with me. With all my love and humbly, Pinky.
What?
Humbly, Pinky.
Ye God, you don't suppose he's drinking?
Clifford.
Don't spoil it all with a remark like that, dear.
I'm sorry.
Finally, I reached the boy after all. I got something into his head. Oh, humbly, Pinky.
Isn't it wonderful? Henry, go phone Hazel and read to her.
Yeah, Clifford, would you jump in the car and go over to San Rafael and get Annie Gans for me?
Okay, Dad.
I'll phone Hazel, and then I'll go around to the rest of the family and let them all read this. Yes, I'll go phone. This is a letter to gladden the mother's heart if I ever saw one.
Clifford, you're sitting there with your mouth open.
Uh-huh.
Pinky's a good boy. He'll turn out all right.
A good boy, Mom? If that lasts, he's going to be a saint in heaven.
Clifford.
Ooh. Want to take a little bet that it won't last?
I don't bet, thank you.
It's either homesickness or he's pulling a fast one.
Clifford, don't hold such a thought.
Mr. Barber, it's Arnie Gans. I'm here.
Well, come in, Arnie. I'm just going to drive over to San Rafael and get you. How'd you get here?
Morning, Mr. Clifford. Good morning, Mr. Barber.
Mr. Gans, how nice to see you.
Oh, ma'am, you don't know how good this place looks to me.
Did you notice the garden?
Yes, looks like a small typhoon went through it, but don't worry, I'll have that problem straightened out in no time at all.
Have a cup of coffee with us, Arnie.
No, Mr. Clifford, I had breakfast on the way.
Did you drive over with Teddy when she came to the hospital?
Ma'am? Oh, Mrs. Gibbings. No, and Mr. Barber phoned me last night that he wanted me to come back and go to work here again. Oh, well, sir, my heart just did a flip-flop of happiness. I couldn't hardly sleep. So I figured I'd get up to crack of dawn and hitchhike me a ride just as fast as I could get. And I figured I'd arrive at breakfast time, so you wouldn't have to come for me. And I did it, too.
That was very thoughtful.
Well, you folks have always been very thoughtful to me. I never imagined a man could work in a private home where the atmosphere is so pleasant.
You mean over at Teddy's?
Huh? No, ma'am, I mean here. There's harmony here, and a general air of well-being. Oh, I don't know, homey somehow. Harmonious and homey.
How is Teddy, Mr. Gans? We don't see much of her anymore.
Teddy? Oh, Mrs. Gibbons. Well, nobody sees much of her, you might say, ma'am, except possibly the patients and let them in hospital. Never in my life saw a bride who took her work as seriously as Mrs. Gibbons.
I know, Mr. Gans. Army nurses can't call their souls their own.
No, I guess that's so, ma'am. Terrible long hours she has to work, and that drive back and forth every day gets you pretty tired, I guess. And, oh, Mr. Barber!
Arnie,
he hitchhiked, Dad.
Mr. Barber, say, it's nice to shake your hand, sir.
You hitchhiked, eh? Well,
couldn't get here fast enough, Mr. Barber. You see, Mr. Clifford, that's the kind of a greeting a man gets here. Yes, sir, it warms the cockles of your heart. Well, let's get right out in the garden, fix that place up, Mr. Barber. Why, it's a shame the mess that boy left you.
Yes, but, Arnie, I want you to see a letter I got for my grandson this morning.
Well, from the boy who made a mess in the garden? Yeah, I'd sure like to see it. Oh, excuse me just a second. Ma'am, Mr. Griffin, forgive me for just walking out of you that way. I was so pleased to see Mr. Barber, I forgot my manners.
You run along, Mr. Gans. We're delighted to have you here again.
Ma'am, that touches me because it's so mutual.
Come on, Arnie.
Yes, coming there, coming. Yes, real nice, homey atmosphere here. Never saw
it. Well, what do you suppose he means by all that?
Hmm?
The harmonious atmosphere.
Oh, he talks so much and so fast, I never hear more than half of what he says. But he's a fine old fellow, Clifford. I'm glad he's here.
Yeah, he's glad to be back, too, it looks like. Don't think I ever saw anybody gladder. Mom, do you suppose everything's all right over there at San Rafael?
The barbers will be back in just a moment.
Tabsin does more.
Yes, Tabsin, the improved antihistaminic tablet for colds, does more because Tabsin offers most complete relief for cold symptoms. There's no finer combination formula that medical science has developed. At the very first sign of a cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Yes, Tabsin, because it contains an effective antihistamine to check sniffles and sneezes fast. And that's not all.
Tabsin does more.
Yes, Tabsin contains an effective pain reliever for the headache and the ache all over misery of a cold. And
Tabsin does more.
Yes, still more. Tabsin acts to reduce the fever of a cold. So at the very first sign of a cold, take Tabsin quick. The better than ever antihistaminic tablet made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Remember,
Tabsin does more.
Because Tabsin offers better, faster cold relief. Get Tabsin. Spell T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Here's the family again.
And the letter ends this way, Arnie. And I want to thank you for being so patient with me. With all my love. Humbly, Pinky. What do you think of that?
Well, sir, it's hard to imagine that the boy who wrote that letter is the same one that wrecked this garden. Well, I got my sleeves up, Mr. Barber. Show me where to begin.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Teddy visits the family home. Chapter 18, Book 80. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto. Our nation was founded on faith in God, and our freedom of worship is a precious national heritage. Our religious institutions are strongholds of our free way of life. Attend your church or synagogue. Faith stabilizes the family and holds it together. Take your problems to church this week. Millions leave them there.